It wasn't a person. You know it wasn't a person.
Let's watch Disney Channel.
Skate!
Beautiful fajitas and spicy frijoles.
Oh, it is so on.
Our thighs must be touching.
Our Look, thighs, if our thighs aren't touching, there's no podcast.
I can't perform unless my thighs are touching his.
That's why I wear shorts. You can't see on the camera, but actually we are not wearing pants.
Nope, but we are wearing shorts. So whatever dirty thoughts you had, say goodbye.
We spent the morning looking at suits.
We did. I was looking for a suit to wear for my wedding, and I had Dalton there because he's going to be my best man, one of my groomsmen.
Hell yeah.
He's looking at suits as well. We found some different styles we liked, some different colors that we liked.
We met a nice man at a men's warehouse.
I was going to say we met a couple people, but there was one that was specifically nice. We also went to a place called 3-Day Suit Broker.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to find like a cheap place to rent suits in LA. And I figured, well, I always drive by 3-Day Suit Broker.
We both do. We see it all the time.
Yeah. So we went in and I mean, it was cool. I looked like a prom king in all the suits.
You did. And you were saying it with like a negative, like, I don't want to look like a prom
king. I don't want to look like a prom king.
I think prom king's great.
It's my wedding day. I want to look like a groom. I don't want to look like a prom king. And if I wear all green, because that's within our color palette,
yeah.
I'll look like a leprechaun. And I don't want to look like a leprechaun.
Not again.
But you were saying maybe there's a way that I could still end up looking like a leprechaun, that I could show up.
I think that you should at least have a portion of the evening where you switch to leprechaun.
Okay, okay.
And it could be for one specific moment in the wedding ceremony. Mm-hmm. It could be at the reception, maybe, mm-hmm. for the first dance. Mm-hmm. Go leprechaun.
Or it could be when I'm trying to get lucky.
Right.
At the end of the night.
Maybe us, the guests at the wedding, won't actually ever see
the leprechaun outfit.
That could be something for the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get this pot of gold.
This is my bridal suit. my bedding suit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
What's it called? It's my consummation suit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's really disgusting.
And I can only wear that. I can't be fully naked. I must be wearing the leprechaun suit.
With the beard.
Of course.
You have to have
the beard. Of course I'm going to put on the beard.
You have to have the beard. This is actually, Kato told me to bring this up to you.
Okay. Yeah. No,
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. A conversation happened in private because she was worried to bring it up to me.
Going to record on a podcast that's going on.
Well, no. And you wanted to talk to me personally because you're my friend.
Yeah.
You know me. You know how to talk to me about these things.
Yeah.
So what is the thing that she couldn't say to me to my face?
Well, that the beard does something for her. She saw the clips from Luck of the Irish and she wouldn't stop talking about it. And she was like, I don't know how to bring this up, but I kind of feel like on our wedding night, I think something to spice it up. It's that beard.
I just imagine, you know, it's like it's a Friday evening. You're at home because you don't have work that day. You're mm-hmm. happy. You know, you're watching a TV show and then you get a knock at your door and you're like, hello. And it's Kato. And she's like, hey. And you're like, yo, yeah, you know, Ryan isn't here right now. I think he's working an event. And she's like, no, like, I know. I actually wanted to talk to you about something. Something really personal, something that's been going on with Ryan and I. Yeah? Well, you know, you guys did that episode of that podcast the other day. And he was dressed like a leprechaun. Oh, did that offend you? Was that like, it was like a problem? You wanted, like, was it to do with culture or something? No, it's just that, I thought that the beard, oh, the one that made him look like a leprechaun. Yeah, that one. It turned me on a little bit. It's a long setup for that joke that everybody knew was coming, but I figured let's have fun here.
Let's have fun. How are you doing, man?
Could be better, you know?
Yeah, what's going on?
There's been a lot of stuff that's been going on at work at Pizzeria Bianco, not the job that we work together. Management is always kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
The manager that they just hired to cover the manager that they just fired now might be moving to a different restaurant.
Oh, no.
Our head chef is no longer there. The one that we had talked about before that I won't say anything disparaging about on the podcast. He's a super nice dude. I like him. But as far as a head chef, you know. But yeah, so it's like it's always in a state of flux. I never know if I'm going to get like fired there or, you know, let go or whatever. So I've been applying to jobs at a few different places, a few local places. Like, I'm just trying to get in anywhere at this point,
right?
Which is kind of not the best like place for you to be, you know, looking for jobs. You just want to get in anywhere. You know, I kind of want to pick and choose and like find something that I think suits me, that I can make a decent amount of money. It's close to home. I don't have to dedicate a lot of like time and energy to, you know, I don't know.
No, that makes sense. You know, I actually have something that might help you.
What? Well, I mean, I don't know. I've talked a lot about it already. It's kind of my personal life. I don't want to like bring it up in the podcast. Yeah. You know, like I mean, look, maybe you can just edit it out. Whatever it is you have for me.
Yeah.
But like, I do want to stop talking about my personal life at a certain point.
Okay.
And just get to the podcast. So whatever it is, tell me, what do you have?
Well, I may have compiled some options for alternative employment for you.
Like you went on Indeed and like found jobs for me?
Not exactly.
Okay.
I did something a little bit more specific. Okay. And I made some phone calls.
Okay.
And I found a few companies that are willing to hire you.
No way.
I did.
You went and called.
I meddled.
You're one of the best mans that I've ever had. I gotta say.
Of all the best men.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made some phone calls and they were interested in hiring you.
Uh-huh.
But they wanted to make sure you were up for the job.
Well, I'm, like I said, like, I could take any job right now. Like,
right.
I'm ready for whatever.
So, they sent me some training material.
No way.
Yeah.
What? I mean, like, recent training material? Like, stuff that's just come out?
Well, it's corporate. They don't get around to, like, updating these things a lot. Uh-huh. So, some of them are from the 80s.
From the 80s?
Yeah.
That's like most of the movies that we watch on this podcast.
And they had mentioned that, and they were like, this is what you're used to seeing. So, I was like, okay. And they sent me, like, a few training videos.
Okay.
As a way to see if you would be a good fit for their company. And if you are, I think you could take one of these jobs. But we have to see how you feel about them and whether or not these are tasks that you think that you're willing to do.
I mean, I know I said that I wasn't really interested in talking about, like, my personal life on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And, like, having this podcast just be about me today. But, like, I mean, you were saying they're from the 80s.
They're from the 80s.
And if you think about it, someone recorded these on like a nice camera, came up with a plot and everything for it.
They're cinematic, one might say.
You could almost say that they're sort of cinema.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. So welcome to Sort of Cinema. My name is Dalton James.
My name is Ryan Chu.
And today is our training day special.
Woo! I'm finally going to get trained on how to do things.
Some of these companies might not exist anymore.
Oh.
But they're still willing to hire
you. Wait.
They're still going to hire you. Maybe they're coming back. I don't know.
I just have to say, that acting, I'm thoroughly impressed.
Thank you.
You were able to keep that up the whole time.
I was.
I'm not actually looking for a new job.
No.
But we're going to pretend like it, because I don't want to talk about my personal life anymore, and I just want to make it about the podcast, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
All right. So, and with that, what's the first place that you found for me?
A little place that I grew up with. You had said you've never been here before. This is the Old Country Buffet.
Okay.
It is a buffet-style restaurant. I grew up on these. I specifically remember that they had a chocolate milk dispenser.
Ugh.
No, not ugh. Awesome. I loved it.
Is there like a refrigerant in it? Like, how does it stay cold?
It's just next to the soda machine. You could just like, yeah, get cold chocolate milk right out of the thing.
And then like a splash with a little bit of someone's gravy that's also next to the drinks.
It's Old Country Buffet. So there's always gravy everywhere.
Like, well, there's gravy in the chocolate milk before they even put it in the machine.
This is not the Old Town Buffet. I've seen those around. This is Old Country Buffet.
Yeah, this is old school.
It's old school. It's a lot of just, like, country stuff. But apparently, they had, and I don't remember this specifically, they had a man that would just stand there and slice meat for you.
A carving station.
A carving station.
I think I would rock at a carving station.
I think you would, too.
I think I'm personable. I know how to slice meats.
Yeah. You have all the skills required.
Okay.
But it's a very specific job, and this video, I think, is going to tell you the very specific requirements that you need as Ryan Chu to be an Old Country Buffet meat carver.
I mean, for me, as long as I can just sit there and slice meat, you know, I don't have to talk to people.
Oh, you're going to have to talk to people.
All right. Let's just watch the clip.
Your other shift duties. We'll begin with your second shift duty, greeting and serving guests.
So there's a gentleman. He's wearing like a white chef's coat. He's wearing the tallest hat that they could find for him.
Yes.
And a little ascot around his neck. He looks like a French chef.
He does look like a French chef. The hat is so tall, it's out of frame.
For most of it, but there's a mirror behind him, and you can see how much taller it gets in the mirror behind him. It goes way above the little heat lamps that are on the carving station.
Oh, yeah.
Above all the pots and pans and stuff.
It's a mess.
It's almost through the roof.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah, but he's in front of the carving station, and we're seeing the portion of the video where he greets guests.
Yes, exactly.
So a guest walks up.
Good evening. Fine enough to eat today?
Boy, I'll say.
Well, that's great. Would you care for some beef?
A little both, I think.
All right.
All right.
Friendly conversations like this is a big part of greeting and serving guests.
Okay, let's practice that.
Yeah.
Come up and ask for meat.
Hi, I'd like a slice of you.
Hi, welcome in today.
Okay.
Would you like ham or beef?
I would like.
Yeah, all right.
I think you nailed it.
Okay.
So far, this is perfect for you.
Okay.
A face-style restaurant. Guests often feel they're on their own. Once they've paid for the meal, no one pays much attention to them.
So someone is just like, I paid the $10.50 for all you can eat, and then they just left me.
I didn't come out to eat for food. I came out for attention. I want people to look at me, to talk to me, damn it.
I've been wandering around the salad bar for 25 minutes. Nobody even acknowledged I was there.
That's why I go out, to be acknowledged that I'm a person, because if I'm at home for too long and I don't go outside, I start fading away like Marty McFly in Back to the Future. No one wants that.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm on my own here.
Hey, you feel like you're alone? Come over to my carving station.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's gonna get, like, she's gonna get the emotional support she needs from this man.
Okay.
Country buffet. We work hard to make sure our guests never feel that way.
Don't ever want them to.
As a carver, you spend a little more time with guests than their team members. That means you have a great chance to make them feel welcome and appreciated.
Okay.
Yeah. By greeting the guest warmly and holding brief conversations as you serve them, you say to our guests, we're glad you're here.
So that's simple, right? Yeah. Warm greeting, hold a brief conversation.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if this man can do that.
Well, I'm learning from him.
You are learning from him.
So even if I got to throw out everything that I knew about greeting people, holding conversations with them before.
Yeah. And you erase all of that.
If I'm going to be an old country man.
Yeah.
I got to be like this, you know?
Yeah. If you want to be a carver at Old Country Buffet, you got to learn from this man.
They say no country for old man. Well, what about old country for buffet carving man?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a closer look at greeting guests. Every conversation you hold with a guest should begin something like this.
Good evening.
Or.
Okay. You're coming in.
Yeah.
It's brunch.
It's brunch and I want a hot slice of roast beef. Okay.
Okay. Let's practice.
Hello.
Good evening.
I think you fucking nailed it.
Okay. We got to watch more of the video before we practice.
Try asking a question the guest can answer in a sentence or two. You might ask something like this.
Is it still hot out there?
Or this.
Is it still hot out there? They don't let me go outside.
It's hot here in front of the roast beef. Is it still hot out there? I've been here for 3 days.
It's been a whole season since they've let me outside.
It's winter now.
It's snowing out there. So no, it's not hot.
Oh, okay.
The guy, the carving station guy, he's like kind of sweaty and like a little pudgy and just looks so grossly uncomfortable when he's talking to these people.
Like he was hired just to slice meat and then he was told that he has to talk to all these people. He's like, I thought this was a buffet line. I thought I was going to put it in like a hot pan and leave it. I had to talk to these people?
Hi, welcome in. Hammer pork.
That seems like a similar.
Is it hot out there?
Oh, no, not really.
Okay, bye.
Did you catch a game last night?
Or this.
Have you tried the lasagna? My favorite.
Don't forget to...
He's the meat carver, and he's pushing lasagna. Have you tried the lasagna? It doesn't require any carving.
Also, what's the weather like outside? How's the game last night? Have you tried the lasagna?
It's my favorite.
So now we have a child is approaching. This is how you would handle a child customer.
Which I don't know what to do in these situations.
No.
Do you talk to them? Do you look at them?
Well, let's find out.
Do you give them food?
I think you should give them food.
Okay, well, their parents aren't around. And I don't know what the dietary restrictions of this child is. I'm not going to get put on the line for poisoning this kid, you know? What if they're gluten-free? And I serve.
Well, you're at the meat counter, so it should be.
Well, you don't know that. There could be gluten there. Maybe they'll say something about it in this training.
Maybe. Video. Let's see.
Children often play a big part in deciding which restaurant their parents visit. Mm. We want them to feel welcome and special here, too.
Mom, Dad, I want to go to Old Country Buffet.
I definitely have said that sentence as a child. I did play a big part in where we went because I only wanted to go to Old Country Buffet.
I like to put the extra mashed potatoes in my socks and eat it for the rest of the week. Mom, I talked to the meat carver, man, and he was really weird. He asked me if I saw the game or if I tried the lasagna. Also, nobody acknowledged my presence before he started talking to me. So that's why I like Old Country Buffet. I forgot I was existed.
The kid has an existential crisis. Talk to the meat man.
All right. Okay. Let's see what he says.
So start conversations with children by saying something like this.
What grade are you in at school?
Or this.
Have you decided what dessert you're going to have?
Or this.
Do you like hot fudge sundaes?
The way his voice goes up at the end.
So what grade are you in school? Have you figured out what dessert you want yet? Have you tried the lasagna? You like hot fudge sundaes? You want to come out to my van after my shift and hang out?
I don't want my child talking to the meat carver.
Your parents around? Catch anything on TV lately?
I just talked to your mom and she said that she felt like she was left alone in here. And she didn't know what to do.
I didn't know how to talk to kids before the Old Country Buffet training video taught me.
Once you've held a brief conversation, it's time to move on to the second half of this shift duty, serving the guests.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, this is the whole job.
Well, because here I was so worried about talking to guests, because you made it seem like that was a big part of the thing.
Yeah.
I got to serve them food now, too.
You have to learn how to cut meat, man. And, like, how much meat do you give a customer?
Okay, well, I just figure everybody gets the same, which is however much they want.
Well, that's where you're dead fucking wrong.
They want like a big chunk. I give them a big chunk. They want the whole thing. This is a buffet, baby. I'm going to give them as much food as they want. As much food as they can fit on the plate. And if they need to get two plates to stack the meat on top of it, let's give it to them.
Let me just say that this is a good... I'm glad that we were watching this training video because you're dead wrong, sir.
Okay.
Begin by asking,
would you care for some ham or beef?
Ham, please.
Same.
What? Would you care for some ham or beef? How's the weather out there?
Guests have chosen what meat they want. You'll carve a slice of it. Exactly what size of slice you will serve will be a judgment call on your part, unless the guest makes a special request.
Based on the physical appearance of the guest, determine how much of a meat slob they really are. You look like you want a big slice of ham.
Is the person sweating? Give them a bigger slice. Do they come in on a wheelchair, even though it looks like they might be able to walk? Give them an even bigger one.
I like that you, as the carver at Old Country Buffet, have to look at someone and just decide how much meat they want. It's a weird
look
thing.
Them up. You look like a 3/4 inch, about a 7 inches in diameter kind of guy. Yeah. An extra gristle, of course. I can tell by the extra weight around the love handles. Let me get something out for you.
That's insane. Such a specific thing that they're asking these people.
One, how would you respond?
If you were the customer?
Well, okay, yeah. So you come up to my station.
Yeah, I'd like some ham.
Oh, well, I got to get a big slice of ham for you because you're a big boy. How would you respond?
I just take the ham because I'm a ham guy. So I just
okay. Well, let's say you weren't you, and you got pissed. You were offended by that.
Yeah.
Here's a big slice of ham for you because you're a big boy.
I don't know what I would do. I think I would wonder what about my physical appearance made that man think that I wanted that much ham.
I would say it has nothing to do with your physical appearance. It has to do with the training. I was trained to do this.
I was trained to look for big boys and give them a lot of ham. Okay? Take it up with Old Country Buffet's training video.
And you know what? Big boy, that's not just out here, man. Big boy is in here. I can see every part of you, man. Not just the physical. I know what's going on the inside. You know what your insides are telling me? Pound and a half of this roast beef, buddy.
Keep playing. There's actually some determination goes into this. There's a little bit of math. There's some math.
So it's not just fat do I think the person looks.
Yeah, how much do they want ham? Okay. It's more complicated.
We don't limit the skin ham.
The way that this video was uploaded.
We don't limit the fucking ham.
There's some words that are like completely cut out of the video. You might have noticed up to this point, but it for sure just sounded like he said, we don't cut the fucking ham.
We don't limit the fucking ham. Okay.
Manage it to reduce waste. Here are some guidelines for knowing how much meat to serve a guest.
Oh, shit.
When your guest's plate has very little on it, carve a full cut. Lay it over the bare portion of the plate.
Okay.
Children.
So, partially filled plate, fill it with a lot of meat.
Yeah, and in case it confused you in any way, don't put it on top of the other food.
Okay, got
it. So, if they have, like, a bunch of mashed potatoes, don't put it on top of the mashed potatoes.
Got it. That was the plan, but yeah. Well, plans change.
Place it on an open section of the plate.
Unless it's like a big fatty, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like a fat kid.
Yeah, I think that if the kid, the larger the child, you start approaching like adult-sized portions, I would assume.
Am I fat-shaming children right now?
No.
I just called one a fatty.
You didn't call this kid a fatty. You said, what if? It's a hypothetical.
Okay. So
it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
Okay.
If your guest's plate looks like this.
It's a lot of food on the plate.
Or a half cut. Of the meat the guest requests. Sometimes, guests will tell you exactly what size of cut or number of pieces they want.
Well, you just give them exactly what they want, right? It's Old Country Buffet.
I don't think so, man. I think if someone gives you a very specific request and says, I would like 3 pieces of ham, I think you should fuck with them a little bit.
Okay, let's see how I can fuck with them.
Other guests will ask you to carve a slight thicker than our usual dime width. These guests feel they're getting more when getting a thicker cut.
Actually, they are.
The thin cut ensures them a tender piece of meat, which is why we carve dime thicknesses.
That's why. It has nothing to do with trying to give them the least amount of meat possible.
Dimes are incredibly thin, too.
They're very, very thin. I don't know if I could cut meat.
That thin, unless it's like frozen and you have a meat slicer.
Yeah, the way that the narrator is just like, sometimes the customer thinks they want a large piece of meat because they think it's more meat, but actually smaller meat is more meat. No, I don't think so.
It's more tender. If they ask you for a large cut of meat, tell them their opinions are wrong.
That roast beef, please?
Say something like this.
I'd be glad to carve you that. Thinner slices are more tender, though. Would that be all right? You can always come back up for more.
Okay.
Of course.
Oh, I absolutely love saying no to customers.
You do. I've seen you do.
In ways that aren't actually saying the words N-O or the letters N-O, yeah. You know?
You're like, I could do that. You'd be fucking wrong. But I could do that.
Well, it's going to be more tender. You can always come back and get more if you want. Well, no, you can have that, but I'm not going to give it to you right now, because you're going to come back later and get more.
Also, if someone wants a thicker cut of meat, just fucking give it to them.
Yeah, let them chew on that thing and hate it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, maybe it's because it's really low quality Old Country Buffet ham, and it's they just
kind of slice it.
And they got to slice it thin so that it's palatable.
Yeah.
This thing's been in the oven for 12 hours.
If the guest insists on a thicker slice,
oh, here we go.
Honor the request.
Oh.
No matter what the topic of your conversation has been,
bring it
or what size
meat.
Slice you've served, you will end each guest contact with the same phrase.
How's that for you?
That's fine, thanks.
Asking, how's that, makes sure guests are happy with the slice they received. If they are not,
so if there's any situation that I just kind of want to get out of,
yeah,
just hit someone with a how's that.
Yeah, how's that for you?
Yeah.
Okay,
So we've learned a lot, right?
Yes.
I feel like this is mostly what we can get out of this old country video.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the areas in my life that I need to work on, communicating with guests, kind of figuring out how to talk to them and stuff.
Yeah.
Should we do one last trial period here where you come in as the customer? We'll see if it works for me. I'll be the...
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, welcome in. Meat or beef? Am I not doing... Okay, no, right. I gotta mention the weather.
It implies that the beef is not meat. Meat or beef?
I gotta mention the weather or something.
No, yeah.
Okay, try it again.
Hello.
Hi, welcome in. How's the weather out there? Have you seen the game?
I don't really...
How's your kids? Are they in the restaurant?
Talk about it with
you. You like dessert?
Have I? Yeah.
Oh, there she is.
No, why do you know her? Why do you know my child already?
I'm sorry. How is that? Is that enough for you?
You haven't given me anything yet.
Oh, right. Pork or meat?
I will take a quarter.
Here's some beef.
I would like a quarter slice of beef, sir.
Well, all I have is a silken tofu. It's raw, but it's good. My favorite's the lasagna.
Oh, so you just want me to get lasagna? Why do you know my kid? Stop trying to deflect from the original conversation.
You like sundaes?
I do like sundaes.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Linda.
Why do you know her name? It's my daughter.
And I also know her favorite is chocolate. Here you go, Linda. How's that for you?
Linda, we're leaving.
Is that enough for you? Goes out to the car. Is that enough for you? How's that for you?
Following them home.
They get on the freeway. They think that they've lost him. Pulls up in a car, rolls down the window. How's that for you? How's the weather out there? Is that enough? You enjoying your ice cream, Linda?
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
They finally get away from him later that night. They're both sleeping. Would you like meat or meat?
Pork or meat?
All right. I don't think that was very good at that.
You don't want to be an old country buffet meat carver?
No. The job is ridiculous. You're just sitting there cutting meat all day, and you actually have to talk to people.
And you have to determine what kind of amount of meat they
require. I don't want to be sizing people.
Yeah.
What do I look like, a men's warehouse where I'm just determining what would fit the right person based on the way that they look? Because here at Old Country Buffet... You're not going to like the way you look.
No, not afterward. Not afterward. Not after you just slurped out some chocolate milk out of the chocolate milk dispenser.
What if I found something like a job that was kind of more in my... Like, I went to school for theater, right?
Yeah, okay.
Like I've always wanted to be an actor ever since I was little. Like, something that's at least... I don't have to be, like, in a sitcom, even though that's where I would want to be one day. What... Like, something that can put me in that proximity.
You want to be around... Well, I mean,
I want to be around the movies.
You want to be around the movies.
You know?
Okay.
Like, I live in Culver City. I'm right next door from Sony. I see the movies all the time. They're always around me. I just want to be more in that.
Okay. Well, have you heard of a small company that may or may not exist anymore called Blockbuster?
Oh, I love Blockbuster.
Would you like to see what maybe a day working in a Blockbuster is like and see if that's something you want to try?
Well, I assume right now it would be nothing because Blockbuster doesn't exist. But if you got a call from one of the execs and they're thinking about revamping it and they need someone...
They need someone to open up a new Blockbuster.
Oh, shit, man. I'm here.
Okay.
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 This one, it's kind of a longer one. It's like a two-parter.
It is.
Okay. We might watch the whole thing. We might not watch the whole thing.
We'll see how it goes.
We've gone through one video and we're already a half hour into this podcast. That was just the first 3 minutes of that one.
There's a lot to talk about with carving meats.
Okay. Maybe a little bit less to talk about with... Watching
video. I would say that this training video is more, tells a story.
Okay.
About a woman's mental health.
It's a coming of age story.
It is a coming of age
story. I haven't seen this before, even though I know the details about it.
You've never seen this before in your life. This is your first time.
Blockbuster training video. Buster Sales Part 1. The year was 1990.
BU.
Blockbuster.
It's BU University.
Oh, a Buster.
Yeah.
Okay. Blockbuster, people looking at videos.
There's a Bible. There's like a Blockbuster Bible.
These are the employees. They're making sure the stocks are shelved. God, the shelves are stocked.
I really miss Blockbuster.
The smell. I could smell this video.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh. She just bumped into somebody.
Thank you. Oh, hi, Mrs. Harris. I didn't see you come in. I haven't seen you in a week or so. Have you been out of town or something?
Oh, no. Our VCR was just in for repairs again. It was awful. Can you imagine trying to make conversation with Mr. Harris? Well, anyway, it's back now.
Good. You know, we have a lot of different movies you might not have seen before.
So, can I help you? Mr. and Mrs. Harris have a terrible relationship. And the only way that it stays together is to distract themselves with watching something from Blockbuster. But the VCR was broken, and they had to talk to each other.
Yeah,
and it went terribly.
Which means these people are prime targets.
Yes.
Look, I am going to put on that lens, okay? I am a salesman, okay?
Yeah.
I'm here to move product, to get it in, to get it out, okay?
And hopefully to get it back again, because it is a Blockbuster.
They bumped into each other.
Yeah.
The store worker who we're going to be following throughout this video, yes. She bumped into Mrs. Harris.
Yes.
Turns out Mrs. Harris has a terrible relationship. The only way to fix her relationship is through Blockbuster video.
Blockbuster's
video.
You're immediately fired.
Welcome into Blockbuster's videos.
What kind of meat do you want?
I'm here to fix your relationship with your child who only likes chocolate sundaes.
Oh, let's see how she handles this interaction.
Okay.
Find anything in particular?
Oh, thanks. I'll just look around. I'm sure I'll find something.
Okay, that's... As a salesperson, you need to get your head on it. You need to make sure that this person... No, you're not just going to find anything, lady. Okay?
You're going to find what I want you to find.
You're going to find... I'm going to pick out romance movies, rom-coms, where you see two people at the beginning of a happy, fun relationship.
Oh.
So that you can feel like that's what you're missing out on, which makes you want to distract from your husband even more. I've already created corruption in your home.
You broke her VCR.
Yeah, I've gotten into the mind of the consumer. I've created corruption in the home, and I'm ready to take over not only their wallet, but also their minds.
Wow. Yeah. So it's okay. We might not hire you, but let's.
Well, no. That's why Blockbuster went down, because they're not willing. Look, Netflix got in our minds, man. Here I am. I'm sitting at home. All I want to know, I just want to watch a movie right now. Before, you'd have to drive miles to Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. You'd have to pick it out. You'd have to bump into some random girl. Tell her about your husband that you hate. Your VCR is broken. These days, Netflix, you don't barely even have to think about the word, you know, Titanic.
Yeah.
And that shit is on your screen.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, there's no time. Like, Netflix can't emotionally manipulate your marriage.
Well, they can. If they only recommend videos about rom-coms to you.
That's true. But it needs that human touch.
I don't know. I just feel like they're way ahead of their time, even though they're in the exact time that they started.
Well, let's see how this woman, this young employee, handles this.
Well, she already handled it terribly.
She did handle
it. She just let it go.
She did just let it go.
Hopefully somebody acknowledges it.
I would hope so. So she's restocking the shelf, and a TV behind her has a man on it.
Is that Columbo?
I wish. One more thing.
Okay, he's talking to her.
Hey, let's wake up.
Oh, who are you?
The name's Buster. Buster Sales.
Buster Sales.
Your tape must have jammed.
I am no tape. See?
So this is a TV that is talking to her.
It's one of those like display TVs in Blockbuster that's showing different movies to hopefully maybe entice you to buy or rent one of the movies that's there.
Yes, but in this instance, it's just a psychotic break that this employee is having. I'm assuming from the stress of working at Blockbuster, she's having a psychotic moment, and the TV's talking to her.
Well, it's because Blockbuster has gotten to her mind.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all about
if you're able to manipulate the employees, then you're also able to manipulate the customers.
Yes.
Manipulate their wallets, manipulate their minds.
Exactly. You're catching on very quickly. This might be the job for you.
Okay.
Well, what are you doing here?
I am a professional opportunist.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Ew.
No, not that kind of opportunist.
Wait, what kind of opportunist were they thinking about?
No, no, not in like the creepy sexual way, unless.
not in the like hide in your bushes and watch you change kind of way. I'm not that kind of opportunist. I mean, given the opportunity with your consent and parents' permission.
Yeah, this girl's like 15.
Yeah.
Yo, Buster Sales is he's a creepy man.
No, yeah.
I mean, I don't like him.
No, not a big fan of Buster Sales.
No.
He is wearing a leopard print shirt, a brown, like, flowery tie, and he has just like a nice curly head of hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a perfect description.
I find people who need help. I help them.
Oh, he's like a fairy.
You need some help. Especially with finding opportunities.
I know an opportunity when I see it.
Yeah, Buster.
Sure. Like the time Mrs. Harris's son, Brian, asked you out. And you turned him down to go to Jane Allworth's stupid slumber party.
What?
So Buster Sales is involved in her personal life.
That's kind of inappropriate.
Well, how long has he been watching?
Oh, no. How many other TVs has he been on?
He knew about the slumber party, too.
What else does he know about?
Well, what is it? Like, he knows that she has a crush on this guy that she's probably never said out loud and knew that he blew him off for a slumber party, which means, was he...
Was he at the slumber party?
I think so. I think any TV, I think he can use to, like, spy and watch her because he appears in other TVs as she's walking through the store.
Not only here at Blockbuster do we... I encourage our employees to make sales, but we also encourage them to stalk each other in their daily lives.
How's Brad, by the way?
And your mother. She still has that mole on her left butt cheek? She should really get that checked out.
It's growing, you know.
I didn't want to tell you, but it's definitely cancer.
He's a dermatologist, too. Oh, man. Continue.
Not so loud. God, his mother is right over there. And anyway, how was I supposed to know he was that hunk friend of Tyler's with the beautiful eyes?
And the tickets to the Bon Jovi concert.
I don't want to discuss that.
Don't talk about the Bon Jovi concert. You wouldn't believe the crazy shit that I got up to that night. There's Mrs. Harris, though. She's going to tell my mom, and I'm going to end up on the fucking 4 o'clock news and in maximum security fucking prison, man. Don't mention Bon Jovi. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, what the fuck happened at the Bon Jovi concert?
No.
I don't like
that. Well, specifically with the tickets to the Bon Jovi concert, too.
Oh, she's... You know what she's doing? No. She's illegally printing.
Okay.
Yeah, what did you think?
I don't know. I don't know what she was doing for those tickets, but...
No,
counterfeiting the tickets.
Counterfeiting the tickets, yeah. Good Lord. She works at Blockbuster.
Don't worry. She can't hear us. And it's a good thing.
Don't worry. She can't hear us. I'm just gonna...
Yeah. Because he is in her mind. This is a terrible episode she's having.
But also, hey, I know you're an underage child, but... Don't worry. They can't hear us. That's just a fucking crazy thing to tell a child.
Yeah. What grade are you in? Do you like ice cream sundaes?
Don't worry. They can't hear us.
You had an opportunity to rent Mrs. Harris a Blockbuster VCP.
Oh, while hers was being fixed? Yeah, but she doesn't need one now. She needed one last week.
So? You had an opportunity to tell her about your rental units 2 weeks ago. Then she'd have known she could rent a VCP from Blockbuster when she needed one.
VCP.
Yeah, well, I can go tell her now.
Good idea. Oh, and ask her how Brian's doing while you're at it. You might still have a chance with him. We'll talk more about opportunities later.
Very weird for him to be like, yeah, do the sale, but also like... What's Brad up to? Like, why does he care? Like, get back in the TV.
Well, that's how you connect with people. If Old Country Buffet taught us anything, it's that you need to make conversation with your guests, okay? How's the weather doing? How's your son Brad doing? Is he still into, you know, brunettes? Like...
Old Country Buffet wanted you to keep it very surface level. Okay. How's the weather? Is it still hot outside?
Yeah.
Did you catch the game? Blockbuster's encouraging you to, like, mac on customers' children.
Yeah, and like, stalk them, like, in their homes.
Yeah.
I think this would be perfect for me.
I mean, for you, yes. I think this would be perfect. I just find the stark difference in what's appropriate conversation for these two companies is crazy.
I also like that she was like, oh, yeah, she needed a VCR, like, last week. And he was like, oh, well, that would have been the perfect opportunity last week. And she's like, well, I can go tell her now. And he's like, yeah, that sounds great. Like, I'm just imagining that conversation. She's like, oh, Sex in the City. I don't know. I'm not really into that. Maybe not this week. Hey, we have VCR players that you can rent.
Well, mine's fixed now. So
yeah, no, bad. I know. I heard that. I heard you say that. But we have them too. And how's Brad?
The TV man asked me to ask you, how's Brad?
He said I might still have a chance with him. He said that he saw him looking at my picture in the yearbook and stroking the side of my face. Yeah. By the way, I'm going to need that shirt back. Yeah, the one he took. Yeah. Buster saw him.
Who's Buster?
Buster is the video guy.
No, I know who Buster is. Okay, she doesn't know who
Buster is. Who's Buster?
Who's Buster? Why is he in my son's
room? He's the man in the TV. He's the one who broke your VCR player and is teaching you how to be an employee.
Oh, man. Keep going, man. We got a lot to learn.
Oh, Mrs. Harris? I wanted to remind you that we have video cassette players for rent. So if you ever have to put yours in for repair again, you can just stop in here and pick one up.
It's actually pretty eloquent the way she said that. It's not bad.
Well, as usual, you're out of the new releases I want.
As usual.
Oh, I'm sorry. What movie did you want?
Well, actually, I wanted to see Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October, but you're out.
Well, I'm sure we have some copies coming in later today. And we probably have some other Sean Connery movies.
She doesn't. The way she described that.
What?
I want to see Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October. She doesn't care about seeing The Hunt for Red October. She just wants to see Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October.
I just to play commercials advocate, I will say that especially like pre-2000s, it was very like, you know, like movie studios were formed around John Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, like they would have their celebrity. They would be in all of the movies. And I could see it being that that's how people from that time would talk. You know, like, oh, I just want to see John Wayne in the new flick, you know?
Yeah.
But I do hear what you're saying. What is The Hunt for Red October?
It's a movie about a Russian submarine that tries to defect to the United States.
Yeah, she doesn't really strike me as like
she's not into old military drama.
Yeah, no.
It's a Cold War movie.
Yeah, like espionage and spies and stuff.
She just wants to see Sean Connery. I get it.
That she wants to see the Enigma device, okay? That's what she's focused on. So that she can crack the code of these Russians hacking our broadcasting streams and poisoning the minds of our children.
Which is what Buster Sales actually is.
Yeah, he's Russian.
Yeah, he's a Russian. He's Russian, yes. And he is infiltrating the minds of Americans in blockbusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, once again, Netflix.
Netflix would never.
By the way, how's Brian?
Oh, he's fine. Actually, I thought he might be meeting me here. He has some friends coming over tomorrow night, and I guess he's counting on Mom's delivery service to pick out the music videos. Will you help me here? What do you think?
Wait. Did she just say pick out the music videos?
She sure did, man.
Could you get music videos at Blockbuster?
I don't remember getting music videos.
I've never heard of that.
But I suppose you can. And apparently his mom has great taste. Your mom picks out the best music videos, Brad.
Oh, we got to go to Brad's house later. His mom picks out the sickest videos.
The delivery service. MTV, more like Mom TV.
The other day, she had Jennifer Lopez. Can you believe that? I love that lady.
And she kept talking about Don for Red October and how much she wants to see Sean Connery in The Hunt for Red October, and that sounds pretty cool too, but those music videos.
Oh, it's so video good. Killed the radio star and I'm here to slay her mom.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know, cut that.
No, keep it.
Adjust my mic. That was a glitch in the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't say that.
All right, let's keep going.
Continue.
No, I don't think this one. No. Yeah, I think I'd go with those two, plus this one.
It seems really arbitrary the way that she just did that. The way that she was kind of saying it made it seem like she doesn't really even know. She's like, oh, those two? Oh, yeah, those are fine. And this one, I don't really, you know, maybe it was, like she's kind of pretending like she's helping.
Yeah.
She doesn't know anything.
I think she used to be a meat carver at Old Country Buffet. And I think that she has mastered the art of arbitrarily deciding what customers actually want.
Okay.
So they're like, oh, I would like these three movies. And she's like, nah, you seem like you actually want a slice of ham. That's what this is.
No, not that one. Not that one. Have you seen the carving station?
Do you like lasagna?
It's my favorite, just so you know.
It's very similar. Just like make arbitrary decisions for your customers.
Well, tell Brian I said hi.
Okay.
And I'll see you when you bring those back. I told her about the VCP rentals.
Buster's back on a different TV.
Yes.
And that's fine. But didn't you miss something?
What? Like a chance to meet Brian?
No. Look at it this way.
She's obsessed with Brian.
You have Sean Connery.
Everyone
is. You have Mrs. Harris's interest. And what do you get? You get more rentals and a happy customer.
I told her we had other Connery movies.
But can you name one?
You think you're a real Sean Connery fan? Name three movies.
I also like the way I told her that we had other of Connery movies. Of Connery movies? I will give you that one. That's insane for someone to phrase.
Yes. We have. I also like that he's gatekeeping Sean Connery movies. But can you name one? Name two.
You can't. You're a big fan of Sean Connery. Name one.
Name one. And not The Hunt for Red October. She just said that. Name one.
Could you have placed the Connery tape in Mrs. Harris's hand?
I guess so. But sometimes I forget the titles.
Look at it this way. There's three basic steps.
There's three basic Sean Connery movies.
Okay. There's action, there's quiet romance, and Casablanca. That's all you need to worry about. Was he in Casablanca?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck.
He could be in this universe. This is all just a weird topsy-turvy universe.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so Sean Connery was in Casablanca.
He's like, well, you could have put another movie in her hands. Or 12 movies. Or you could have stolen her credit card and ran it on the company account.
I like it that he's just evil.
Or you could have followed her to the bank like me. Figured out what her PIN was for the bank. Transferred her mortgage over to the Blockbuster. Got her whole house on our dime. But you weren't seeing the opportunity, were you?
Then Brad is homeless. Got to move in with you. It all works out in the end.
Every night while he sleeps, you get a needle and pierce the bottom of his feet. He starts worrying, what are these little marks in the bottom of my feet? You tell him, honey, don't worry about anything. You're crazy. To which point, you've already been slicing his shirts on the back for years. He's worried his clothes are shrinking. He's got holes in the bottom of his feet. He thinks he's going crazy. He starts seeing a therapist. A therapist that Blockbuster has paid for. The Blockbuster recommends him to go under your watch, a conservatorship. You're in control of him, his family, all of his assets. He can't leave the house and cheat on you like your ex-boyfriend. You own him and everything that he is. His last breath, it's to your face. As you're telling him goodbye and thank you for all the years. To which you bury him under the floorboards because you just murdered him. That's how you really get him forever. I'm an opportunist.
He's an opportunist. Not that kind of opportunist.
But like not that kind, but the bad kind. It's
the bad kind of opportunist.
Even worse than that kind. It's not sexual, it's murderous.
Holy shit. Oh man, that was so specific. Continue.
Listen to your customers. Because they're giving you clues about their needs. Second, think how Blockbuster can solve those.
Okay, listen, think.
Third, act with good customer service.
Okay,
yeah, not bad.
Pretty simple.
He also just threw a tape through the TV screen.
Commit them to memory. Wait. No popular act.
They have a Blockbuster cheat sheet?
Mm-hmm, of all the popular movies.
It's 100 movies that are the most popular ones.
And you have to remember all of them.
I know.
You thought I don't know if this whole Blockbuster thing's going to work out, man. No.
I mean, we can keep watching it, but if I have to remember 100 different movies...
It's a lot of movies. I think... This is what I think. I think that you don't want something corporate.
Okay.
I think that Old Country Buffet, corporate... Weird. Yeah. You're making arbitrary
decisions. I don't fit people. In these places. No. They have too high expectations. They want me to like
a lot of memorization.
Personal with people, it's memorizing things.
Yeah, it's not right for you.
I don't know.
You need a mom and pop shop.
That would be cool, but I don't think that there's any of those like around. It's LA, you know, everything's owned by the corporations.
Would you be willing to move to Anchorage, Alaska?
Anchorage or Fairbanks?
Anchorage.
I would love to move to Anchorage, Alaska.
Fuck Fairbanks. Well, there's a little place there. It's called Once in a Blue Moose.
Once in a Blue Moose?
Once in a Blue Moose.
Well, what do they do there? What do they...
Is it- I don't know. I tried to figure it out. They sell random shit.
Wait, so they gave you a call.
Yeah.
They said, I heard that your co-host has been looking for a new job. We've seen his resume. We think that he'd be great for the position.
Yeah.
And then you asked them, what position is it? And they said...
They
we
broke out
know.
Into song.
They broke out into song?
Yeah, they didn't actually say any... They was not a normal conversation.
Well, did you at least, like, record the song
I
for
sure
me?
I sure did.
Okay.
I sure God. Did. And in fact, we have it right here.
Oh. And there's a music video that goes with it.
A music video.
Well, maybe Brad's mom rented that from Blockbuster.
It's possible.
Your mom has the sickest movie choices.
Have you seen that What's in a Blue Moose music video? Your mom has the best taste in music videos.
All right, man. Look, I can't make any promises. I honestly, at this point, I'm just debating on just staying where I am and not getting a new job anywhere.
Give this place a shot. I think that you might like this. It's musical. It's wonderful.
Selling a service.
Service is selling.
Oh no.
And selling is service.
Oh no, I can't be around these people. I can't be. It's the bad singing, it's the bad dancing. That was really rough.
That drum beat.
Service is selling. And selling is service. I can't. I mean, we're going to have to watch the whole video, but I can't.
It gets better.
Okay. Well, so those are two people that work at this store. They just started out by giving us a few lines from the song. It looks like it's some kind of thrift store or like a corner store because they are selling Energizer batteries back
there.
Which means it's not a thrift store?
No, it's not a thrift store. They sell everything. In fact, they name two specific products that I'll get to.
Okay.
It's very confusing.
Oh, jazzy.
Yeah.
And oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, okay. There's an older man, he's very, very tall, and he enters the screen by doing a little like...
Electric slide?
Yeah, a little sideways kind of walk.
It's very scary.
And he's not doing it on beat, and he's got his arms out to both sides like a spread eagle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrifying. The look on his face is like, I want to be as charming and cool as Willy Wonka, and I'm not.
No.
I'm like Timothée Chalamet, and I wanted to be Gene Wilder.
He's way more Gene Wilder than Chalamet la Ding Dong.
To the customers to make them feel all right.
I am selling to the customers to make them feel all right.
I'm buying all these products with oh so much delight.
Oh.
I can help you find anything you could possibly want.
They're not really good with the syllables.
No.
I can find something with oh so much delight. I could help you find anything that your heart so much might just require.
I assume this is his real life wife as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird. And the way that he speaks is just like, I can help you find things. What do you want?
Unless it's the TV remote. Because you shove it in between the couch cushions and don't put it away on the table like where I tell you to, which makes it impossible for anyone to find without tearing the whole couch apart. And you know I'm not doing that after 12 hours at Blue Moose.
12 hours at this place. Woo! Keep going.
Such ostentatious goodies that I can flaunt.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Selling
is selling.
And service is selling.
I was talking about that.
Oh,
was my fault.
Oh, no.
So a little dance break here.
Everyone's dancing and they're just doing like a really weird kind of like gyrating back and forth. It keeps cutting to different people. So we saw those two store employees. We saw who I can only assume is the Timothy Chalamet owner of the place.
Yes.
And then his wife. And it throughout this, it's going to be cutting to a bunch of different people.
Yes.
And rather than saying that all at throughout, I'm just going to kind of blanket it all at once here.
Yeah, I like that.
Something interesting, we'll mention it. But for the most part,
it's just dancing.
Yeah.
It's white people dancing. It's specifically Alaskan white people dancing, okay. Which is a very specific thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hello there, Nikki. How you doing today?
I'm in a good mood, and it's here to stay.
I've got a customer here that wants an ulu to buy.
Wait, what's an ulu?
I had to look it up.
Okay.
An ulu is a knife used by indigenous subarctic women.
Okay.
It is like an ancient knife. I don't know why.
So they sell Energizer batteries.
Yeah.
There was like some Alaska postcards.
Yep.
It's like a lighter.
Yeah.
And then there's an indigenous knife.
An indigenous knife. And the woman was buying like jewelry.
Uh-huh.
So it's really a one-stop Alaska shop. You can get anything you need.
Think I would fit just right in there.
Yeah, it's tchotchke. That's what this whole place is just tchotchke. Alaskan tchotchke.
I don't want to be too critical, mm-hmm. but I feel like if anybody who was an Alaskan native heard you describe an ulu, one of their culturally significant blades, as a tchotchke, I don't think that they would be too happy.
That's fair. And then ulu is not tchotchke.
Although, to the, folks of our complexion, we might refer to them as tchotchkes.
I don't think that tchotchke has a judgment on it. Uh-huh. It's just a thing that's on a shelf.
Those are
tchotchkes.
I also put it next to my, like, sacrificial, like, Latin American sacrifice blade.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I put that next to my...
Your ulu.
My ulu, and then I put that next to the rifle that shot JFK.
Right.
That's next to all my tchotchkes.
These are your tchotchkes. These are your blades and assassin tool tchotchkes. You don't have a shelf like that?
No, and I wouldn't call them tchotchkes.
I like tchotchke. I'm sticking with it. I'm doubling down.
Yeah,
they're all tchotchkes.
I'm here for it.
Send one right over. I've got plenty.
She's got tons.
Oh, yeah.
Hello there, sir. I got some news for you.
Okay, so while this cut is happening, there's a girl which we've seen before. She's like, I've got some news for you. She's singing, and there's a lady behind her, and she's wearing reindeer antlers.
Yeah.
And is just doing the craziest dance. It's hard to describe
They're moose antlers.
Yeah.
Because they're in Alaska, and you have to watch this entire thing through the Alaskan lens. Otherwise, things don't make any sense. They're talking about ulus.
That's
a moose.
Great name for a documentary. Through the Alaskan lens.
But it's just this music video.
Well, no, it's the whole world.
Oh.
But it's like this music video. So the Alaskan sees the white colonialist Alaskan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any judgments about the native people there, okay?
No.
Especially not their tchotchkes.
You leave that to me.
But it's how they see the world.
Yeah.
That even when they travel to New York, everybody's singing really badly and dancing poorly as well.
Yep. This is what they all see.
And just meese everywhere.
Yeah. Meese everywhere.
There's like a...
It's an Alaskan fever dream.
There's like ants running around your house, and you're like, what are those mouses doing?
Look
here?
At all those mouses. They're so tiny.
Your product is coming. It'll be here by 2.
Service is sale. Selling is service.
Selling is service. Service is selling. Selling is service.
Oh, wait. Oh. There's a man coming in. Kind of.
He's kind of bouncing in.
Yeah, there's a man walking in.
Looks like he's a limp.
My name is Jill, and I don't like to sell. I'm an unhappy person. Everyone can go to heck.
Okay, so you know that this group of people, when they were making this commercial, they were like, you know, Jill can sing, right? Like, I know all of us can, like, carry a tune pretty well, might I say, but Jill.
Hold the pipes on Jill.
She belts.
Jill can belt.
I don't know if you've ever heard someone belt before, because this is Anchorage, Alaska, and people don't do that sort of thing around here, but man, listen to the chops on Jill.
Jill is the Alaskan Celine Dion.
We'll have to save a specific part of the video. I want to say like a minute and a half in, once everybody else is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jill solo.
I don't like to sail.
Complain, complain, that's all I like to do. My kids are ready. The weather is cloudy and I'm feeling sick too.
What was that line? My kids are ready, the weather is cloudy, and I'm feeling sick too.
Yeah.
They added way too many words that don't have to do with the verse.
Too many details.
Too many details, and then they made it line up not syllabically.
Yeah.
So that when she had to get to the end of it, she had so many things, too. And had to wait a beat. Sell, you know?
Well, she's a professional. And she's working with some writers that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So she's having to make some judgment calls here. And I think she just added some shit in about her kids and how she's not feeling. She's like, look, this. I gotta do something with this.
You're I forgot my lines.
Yeah.
So but what I do remember is that my kids are ready for school.
And it's cloudy outside. So, that's what you get. She's also wearing a San Diego hoodie.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I don't know where she got. I mean, did she go to school in San Diego? Maybe. Is that why she's not as good of an employee? Because everybody else is from Alaska. They have that kind of small town. They know what
Ulu is.
They know what Ulus are, and she's from San Diego, and she's just a sleepy bitch.
Just a fuck off.
She's a sleepy bitch.
She doesn't want to be. I was halfway through the word fuck, and I was like, oh no, maybe that's a little too harsh. And then you ended it with sleepy bitch, and I'm like, yeah! There we are. There we go.
She's a sleepy bitch.
Well, okay, so the way that she's dressed, this little scene, is she's wearing like this hoodie. She has her like long hair coming out from behind the hoodie. She's wearing sunglasses. She has an apron that's not tied on. You can just tell that Jill doesn't give a shit about work.
No.
This other guy comes in and he seems happy. He seems ready to buy stuff. But we see kind of what happens when you have a bad attitude at work and how that affects your ability to sell.
Exactly.
Because you know what selling is?
I think it's service?
Selling is service.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hello there, Jill. They call me Happy Pete.
Don't call him Happy Pete.
Yeah, no.
Don't ever call this man Happy Pete.
No.
That's what he wants you to call him. They call me Happy Pete. Nobody calls him that.
There's so many dark connotations to him being called Happy Pete.
Happy Pete.
Or they do call him Happy Pete, and it's like, oh, fuck.
But it's not because he's happy.
Is he happy today? Yeah.
Fuck.
He's happy today.
God damn it, Happy Pete. I miss just not caring Pete.
Yeah.
I miss regular Pete.
Yeah.
Happy Pete.
I miss flaccid Pete. He's just happy all the time.
He's too happy.
And it's like, Happy Pete, calm down, dude. Or just don't go out in a public. Just stay home if you're going to be that happy. We have a bathroom, Pete. Do you want to use it for real quick? Nobody will knock. No one will bother you. We'll keep it quiet. There's an iPad in there if you'd like to use it. But Pete, you need to deal with yourself, okay? You cannot come in. Look, there are children here, okay? Yeah, it's not weird if you ask them what their favorite kind of dessert is, but it is when you're that fucking happy, Pete, okay? Don't talk to the kids, Pete.
Take it down a notch, Pete.
Don't ask them how thick of a slice of meat they want when you're that happy, Pete. Okay? And also, stay off that girl's TV.
He's the guy who's talking. Holy shit. Man. Let's see what Happy Pete wants.
I came to the store to buy myself a treat.
No.
Do whatever you want. I don't really care. Just leave me here moping in the depths of despair.
Wow.
You look so unhappy that you're making me sad. I won't buy as much, cause now I feel bad.
Selling is service.
So,
service.
She was a Jill was a turnoff for, and now he's sad. Now he's Sad Pete.
Yeah.
And Sad Pete doesn't want to buy as many things. Happy Pete is in this euphoric state of consumerism.
Yeah, no, he's always ready for something.
He wants a treat, yeah. Which is also very disturbing. He's looking for a little treat.
Well, it's also funny, too, because I figured, like, there's a lot of places that you'll go to, and it'll be like, oh, 4% of every sale goes to saving breast cancer dog. African Child Awareness Fund.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, like, I'm going to spend more here now. Mm-hmm. Not for Pete.
No.
He sees this lady who thinks the sky is cloudy and that her kids are ready for school. And he's like, I'm not going to support this. She's from San Diego. Okay?
She's like a foreigner.
Yeah. Fuck this.
Fuck this.
Just ruin our town of Anchorage.
Of Anchorage, Alaska.
Selling.
Services. He's behind the counter now.
Selling, yeah.
Is service.
He's kind of so creepy.
More dancing. If you can call it that. It's more bouncing.
Yeah, there's a woman, she's standing on a like office chair.
And she almost falls.
How about a scarf? You'll look dashing in jade. If you buy this usik, you'll have it made.
Wait. What is an usik?
Again, I looked this up. An usik is the bone of a walrus penis.
What? Wait, so you just buy that? Like, just to have with all your other tchotchkes?
This is for your penis tchotchkes. Yeah, you have your knife, assassin tool tchotchkes, and then if you want dismembered members, that's a different tchotchke. It's a different department. This might specialize.
But you can use one of the knife tchotchkes to get one of your...
Well, I was looking up what you use on usik.
Yeah, maybe I'm being culturally insensitive.
I don't think so.
What do you use it for?
You use it as a handle for knives. So I think that you might have an usik ulu.
Okay. So then, you know, maybe I am being a little bit culturally insensitive. Maybe, you know, it has a significance and you know, want to use the whole of the animal, like all the meat,
yeah.
And you want to use the bone. And, like, what better way to bring, you know, the kind of nature in its full circle, but be killed by the very thing. You know, it has some spiritual significance,
but if
right?
you go back just, like, 5 seconds here, I have a problem here.
But wait, what does he say?
You play it.
Okay, hold on.
Out a scarf, you'll look dashing in jade. If you buy this usik, you'll have it made.
So he's like, if you buy this whale penis, you're gonna have it fucking made.
Yeah, you're gonna be made.
You're gonna be doing great. He was showing clothes to her, like jade and like this necklace and everything. And he's implying that this usik is something that you wear. And maybe it is. But
maybe it's something you, like, have with you, like a lucky charm, you know?
A lucky usik.
Because, like, you know, they're, like, white people selling indigenous goods and stuff.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, just wait.
It's like a rabbit's foot.
Yeah, wait till I give you this rabbit's foot. You'll have it made. It'll change your life.
I see. He's adding some sort of spirit. That's what's happening. Because I watched this, I was like, why is he trying to sell whale penises or walrus penises? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. He's adding a story.
It's lucky.
It's my lucky walrus dick.
The leg of the rabbit, the hair of a leprechaun, the
dick of a walrus.
There you go, man.
That makes sense. And usik.
And mugs. And shirts to fit your budget. Buy all your gifts here. Everyone will love it.
I love spending money. It makes me feel so good. Look at all this cute stuff. Who cares if I should?
So this woman's in credit card debt.
Yeah. Her life is basically ruined.
Yeah. She's like, look at all these things.
My whole house is full of whale penis.
I only feel happy when I'm spending money. Who cares if I should? My accountant told me if I buy one more usik, I will go under. Mm. But I'm going to do it anyway because it's what makes me happy.
And how else am I going to make Happy Pete happy?
Yeah, she's married to Happy Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just needs to make herself happy. So she's buying usiks and ulus. And that's once in a blue moon.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'm a right fit for any of these jobs.
No?
No. I mean, maybe I would fit in at the last one, but now that I think about it, to uproot my whole life, to, you know, go all the way over to Anchorage, Alaska, I'm not going to fit in with them.
Look, ready?
Selling and serving is seven. Service is selling, and I'm selling the service.
Oh.
My name is Jeremy, and I like to party. Would you like to buy these things? Why don't we get started?
Wow. It's really good. I think that you need to
work. Okay, maybe I'll... Okay, what just I'll
give
do...
give it a day.
I'll stay where I'm at right now, but I will send in, like, my formal application, because I know you just sent my resume around.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a call back from them.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll be able to do an interview.
Maybe.
If we do an interview, we'll make sure to, like, make it a whole week of, like, our episode is where we call them.
The Blue Moose Special.
Yeah, and I interview for a job. Possibly, maybe, here on Sorta Cinema.
Selling a service, and service is selling.
I'm Happy Pete, and I have a walrus tail.
This has been a Shockfish Media production. If you like the show, please leave a rating and share the podcast with a friend. It really helps us out. For more Sorta Cinema, including clips from the movies, give us a follow on social media, @SortaCinema. See you next week.